For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Linda Nunez. Have you given much thought as to what kind of light bulbs you're using? Alan Hancock has. In fact, he's the Energy and Climate Advocacy Director for the Coastal Conservation League.
At my house here in Columbia, we have some outside bulbs that are pretty high up. And with the older halogen bulbs, I would have to get on a ladder two stories up to change those bulbs every couple of years. But with LED bulbs, I don't think I've had to change any of those after installing them outside. So in addition to the energy savings from those bulbs, it's also a lot less hassle, fewer light bulbs to change.
But it's not just about convenience. It's about energy and financial savings.
Households can save up to $500 a year using energy-efficient bulbs and other energy-efficient technologies. And that means, as a household, you're saving money. That's more money for groceries. That's more money for kids' braces or clothes going back to school.
And consumers aren't the only ones benefiting.
Businesses can save money with LED light bulbs as well. We see that in parking lots and shopping malls with the lights overhead. Many of those are LED bulbs, and those bulbs will save businesses a significant amount of money.
Speaking of businesses, how about the ones creating these technologies?
Absolutely. And many of those companies are domestic. Many of them are in the Southeast. Many of them are here in South Carolina. Developing energy-efficient technologies, you know, new air conditioners, new appliances, and they stand to gain from new energy-efficient technologies.
Alan Hancock with the Coastal Conservation League. Find more at SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Linda Nunez.